101.9.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like,
stop.
Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Time now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9, presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. And now, here's your host, Dr. Richard Danforth of the Jacksonville Urban League and Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
Good morning, Jacksonville. Welcome to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I am Charmin Leitner, your co-host, with Dr. Danforth this morning in the studio. And Dr. Danforth's with the Jacksonville Urban League, and I am president of First Thursday Jacksonville and Harvest Intervention Services. And joining us on the line is our other wonderful co-host out in the West Coast, Larry Williams, spending
Larry
his holiday.
Williams.
Good morning, Larry.
Hey, good morning. Happy Saturday. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing? It's a beautiful day in Seattle, even though it's dark outside. I'm just saying that so that people think that, you know, it's nice here all the time. But I hope everybody had a great Christmas and happy Saturday.
Happy last Saturday of 2018. It's the last Saturday.
Saturday. Yes. So we're looking forward to 2019 and all the great things that it's going to bring. I think we mentioned a little bit about, if any of our listeners are so inclined, they'll give us a call and tell us about your New Year's resolutions. I don't think many people do resolutions anymore because they know by the time January 2nd hit, they've already blown their resolution.
That's not true.
Well, they can have some New Year's plans or ideas. You know, this. Yeah. You know, they. You know, plans do change.
Hey, I have two or three personal ones, Larry. We'll talk about.
Okay.
And
go ahead, Doc.
No, not right now.
It's not losing weight,
okay,
is it?
No. That's the tease, huh? I think one of the resolutions for the city of Jacksonville is to fix the drainage problem.
Yes, we do see that there's a drainage problem. That's on the south side of town.
It's all over. But
The city.
It's not getting any attention until it hits the south side. So you know, we've been flooding over on the north side, you know, forever.
they're talking about a new city panel.
Yes.
To look at the drainage.
Doc, come on. Another panel, task force to study a problem that's been in existence forever. And all they need to do is walk out there, just unclog the drain.
Well, so is that what panels do?
Listen up, guys. We're in Florida, okay? And the water
table.
You know, come on. You don't have to dig too far to get water in this city. So.
Yeah, but this ain't just pop up and become a problem. And studying it isn't going to fix it. You know, another one of those bureaucracy things that, you know, we're going to study it to death and then, you know, hire some of our friends to go out and fix it.
Well, no, what we'll probably do is, since we have the large development taking place down at in Lot J, down near the stadium, once we do that development, then we can have turbines to suck all the water from the other parts of town through there and out into maybe into the river somewhere. I don't know. You think that would work, Larry?
It might work, Doc. We just saw the problem. And just pay you that fee, that consultant fee. Let's just skip all that panel stuff. Just pay Doc the consultant fee. Let's just put the turbines in and fuck the water up.
Yeah, just make sure you send a check to FEMA. That flood insurance.
Hey, there you go. There you go. Right.
Yeah,
what else is going on around Jacksonville, guys?
Well, there's some. I just wanted to highlight what was going. It was noted as a part of Positively Jax. There is an alternative school here locally in Jacksonville that where the mental health counselor of that school, she changed the environment for these troubled teens and made the space a new safe space for the girls. And she did this on her own. She took her own initiative to pull together, I guess, a GoFundMe account to raise some money to get some furniture in there, maybe do some painting. I mean, it looks like a really nice space, but a lot of times all it takes is just a change of environment to bring about some positive change. And according to the reports in the article, that it has helped the girls to feel a lot more comfortable in that space.
So who's the teacher that we need to give
last name Burke, the mental health counselor, last name Burke.
Well, shout out to Burke.
Burke.
Yeah, Burke. Thank you.
Yeah, Miss Burke.
Miss Burke. Yes.
Yeah. It just goes to show you that you know, and individually, we can make a difference in our educational system and helping those kids that are being challenged in school and placing them in an environment where they're comfortable so that they can learn. And too often now we have our kids and situations where they aren't challenged, where they aren't comfortable, and they don't see teachers that look like them and speak their language, so they are already handicapped coming out.
Yes, and so
kudos to her.
Yes, kudos to her for, you know, just being inspired to do that for those girls and recognize that, you know, that change was needed in order for them to feel safe and comfortable. And a lot of what we do at Harvest Intervention Services is help parents with, you know, modifying their environments in the homes or in the daycares in order to meet the child's needs, in order for them to grow or just develop socially, emotionally, or just, you know, overall with their language or any of those other skills that they need. So changing the environment definitely can make a positive impact.
Yes. Hey, Doc, you see how drama weave that in there?
Yes.
Well, hanging around you too much.
I know. Listen, this is the end of the year. This is our last Saturday,
yes,
isn't it? For 2018. My God, 2019's got to be better.
Huh? Yeah.
You know, when we think about, you know, and I hate to bring it up here, but the homicide tracker guys, you know. Larry, you know, we're at the end of the year. We're over 100 murders in this city. And, you know, they've had quite a bit of research over the years in terms of, especially as it relates to the various administrations and who's to blame for the murders. And, you know, they go all the way back, you know, over 10, 15, 20 years. And, you know, but Jacksonville has been way up in terms of the number of murders every year. So we're leading many of our communities here in the state of Florida. So I'm thinking, you know, it sounds so negative talking about the homicides. And I know you guys probably get tired of me talking about the homicides. I don't know how to explain it. I know we have a task force coming up on crime and safety that will address some of these issues. I'm on that task force. I hope I can contribute something to it. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. I just don't know what does it take for us to stop killing each other. I mean, we've hired all of these police officers. We have all of this technology.
And I think grants as well. There's some money for we've programs.
For
crime prevention,
you know, the Kids Hope Alliance.
Yes.
We've got all of these organizations running over each other, trying to help solve some of these issues in the communities, and of course, funding. Even though there have been attempts to to move some of the funding to organizations in these neighborhoods. I don't know if that's going to be enough. I think I just hate throwing stuff against the wall to see if it's going to stick, you know. but I wish I could be more encouraging as we move into 2019. Now, if you have some answers, if there's some things that we need to be doing, or the mayor needs to do, or the city council president needs to do, who should we look to other than ourselves? We need, and of course, with New Year's coming up, we need to be extremely careful. This weekend, I'm sure that as we're speaking this morning, folk are finding themselves in some precarious situations. We need to be careful, okay?
So as a part of the task force, that's what your job would be, to develop some strategies or come up with some possible solutions to the crime in the city?
I don't know. I'm hoping that we won't come up with some recommendations that never get implemented.
Right.
Okay. I'm saying if we go into this and come out with three things that we do, mm-hmm. not that we recommend.
Right. That you implement, okay, and actually follow it to see if it actually works.
We're going to implement them immediately rather than doing a glowing report and it's on the shelf. Let's do something, even if it's only one thing or two. Mm-hmm. Let's do something rather than, just receive a report.
Right.
Well, I think that's a great, and it's very idealistic. I would applaud it if it does happen, if something tangible came out of that. That task force, not just history, I said that it won't, but we'll remain open.
Okay, we're going into 2019 with a positive attitude, and I see in the paper. we've got a break coming up.
We're going to have to take a break in a moment, so we're going to get back to what you were going to say after our break.
control it.
And don't forget to call in 296-2251 if you want to comment.
All right.
Yes, if you want to comment on anything that we're talking about, or if you want to share your New Year's plans, or if you want to call them your New Year's resolutions. We're going to take a music break. We thank you all for listening. This is the last Saturday of 2018. And we just, again, we appreciate you listening to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience. The ultimate gospel experience.
It fall down on me from the top of my head to my feet. Pour your oil on me, let it fall down on me. I want your glory, want your glory. I want your glory, I want your glory. Here's my heart and here's my consuming fire. I want your glory, want your glory.
Welcome back to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. Yes, Lord, we need you all day, every day. And again, we thank you for listening to Praise 107.9, the Empowerment Hour. I'm Jarmin Leitner, your co-host in the studio with Dr. Richard Danford. And joining us on the line is Larry Williams on the West Coast. And Dr. Danford wanted to mention before we took our first music break that about Audrey Gibson. Now, who's Audrey Gibson that was mentioned in the news?
Audrey Gibson is our state senator. She's a Democrat, and she has been selected to serve as the head of the Democratic senators. So her role now will be to figure out how to work across the aisle with Republicans, since the Republicans maintain the power really in the legislature. So she's been known to work with the opposite side, and so we're looking forward to some good things. And she will be working with Senator Rob Bradley, a Republican out of Clay County. Mm-hmm. He is heading up the Powerful Appropriations Committee. So that means all of the, if you're looking for funding, you know, it's going to have to go through that Appropriations Committee.
Okay.
He heads that up. So we're looking forward to Senator Gibson in her role to help bring some of the, you know, as a friend of mine used to say, bring the bacon home. So we'll see what happens with that, and we're proud of her, and we look forward to working with her as well as the legislature on and helping us figure out how to make Jacksonville better.
Yeah.
Well, that's some great news. You know, we'll see again. Not to be a pessimist, but you know, it's going to be a challenge. You know, anytime we get into the appropriations of funds, and especially as it relates to African Americans and people of color, you know, it seems like you know, whether we're on that at the table or not, it appears that we are always getting less and less of the appropriations from the state and from the city level. So it'll be interesting to see what Senator Gibson can actually bring to back to Jacksonville.
All right, and it looks like we do have a caller on the line, Larry. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Yes.
Hey, good morning to you. Hey, wake up. Hey, tell what's going on, Jacksonville.
Yes, good morning, caller. What would you like to share with us?
Well, I just want to make a statement. I was listening to you guys, and all these things that you guys are saying, and what the guy that was saying, it just sounds good. But I was having a conversation with a neighbor of mine the other day. Really, we got to get these parents involved with these things, and we got to get these kids back into the church. We got to be those parents that make these kids wake up, go to church. We got to put those family values back into the household. You know, because we can come up with all these programs, government can put all this money into saying they're going to put this task force in place and that task force in place, but the responsibility it goes right back to the parents, to the community, to that village, because it takes a village to raise kids. You know, we got to stop turning our heads when we see kids doing stuff and we know the kids are doing stuff. And even parents just got to take up, admit they dropped the ball, pick the ball back up, and just put those family values back there. And we know once kids get up to a certain age, they're going to do what they want to do. But a lot of that is because those values wasn't put there in the beginning. You know, that structure wasn't put there in the beginning. And I think that a lot of people in Jacksonville, they're saying it's government fault, it's the city's fault. It's not the city's fault. It's these parents. It's our parents. It's the parents of the city have dropped the ball, and they don't want to take responsibility of picking it back up.
Right.
And I'm not saying this is going to solve all the problems, but I guarantee you a lot of these things that's happening in Jacksonville wouldn't be happening.
Well, just we definitely do promote early intervention on this show, and how that is a preventative measure when it comes to developing children and making sure they have a solid foundation in their social emotional health and being able to communicate and regulate their emotions. We also see here in the paper that there's an article that said many youths haven't been taught to respect life. So yes, it is about, you know, the parents and their responsibility. Some parents just don't know. So how do we bring awareness and education to those parents who are clueless about what to do? Some of that is an issue. So maybe there can be some preventative programs that would help parents. But again, it's still their responsibility to choose to participate and follow through. Once they get that knowledge, it's about that second step, and that's that application. Right. So we thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I think it's easy for us to sit back at Monday morning quarterback parents. You mentioned it that oftentimes some parents aren't doing what we think that they should be doing. But for the most part, I think most parents want to make the right decisions and raise healthy kids. Both intellectually and economically wise, but they need some help too. I think the caller mentioned it takes a village. You know, that's easy to say, but are we doing our part to help meet those obligations and responsibilities?
Yes, and we thank you, our caller, for calling in to share your comment with us. Absolutely. So if anyone else would like to call in to share their comments or to share their New Year's resolutions, the number is 296-2251, 296-2251. And speaking of a village, I guess, to raise and support children, I saw where in Duval County Public Schools, I believe there's a Jacksonville Senior Services program of tale tellers where retired teachers and seniors volunteer to read to students. So that's an opportunity for
tale tellers.
Yes, like tall tales. Anyway, they read books to elementary age students, and reading is a good way to get your kids excited about reading. You know, just being animated. It helps keep them engaged, and you can also use it as an opportunity to teach and guide them through those stories. So just want to...
Absolutely, John, that's a great idea. And again, sometimes the headlines can be misleading. I heard Doc chuckle about it when you said tale tellers, because I was thinking the same thing.
What were you all thinking? Is that another term for something?
Tale.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Larry, what about the government?
These are stories.
Is the government shut down out there in Seattle?
Yep. The government is shut down all over the country, Doc, and I'm glad you brought that up, because we talked about that last Saturday.
That's not a tale.
And,
that's for real.
That's for real.
that's not fake news either. I think, again, we got the president and his administration holding the country hostage for a $5 billion donation to his wall. the wall that he wants as his monument when he leaves office. I hope that the Congress doesn't acquiesce to his demands and give him $5 billion to waste on, a concrete monument.
You said $5 billion, so we're shut down for $5 billion. Approval for the wall that.
Well, when you think about it, we really don't have $5 billion to do this. I mean, we're already running a deficit, and I mean, years ago,
he doesn't care.
I mean, what happened to deficit reduction? I mean, it's now spend. Except in other people's money. In some of those other neighborhoods that are disenfranchised.
So right? Who's paying right. for the wall then? Who's
Mexico? Who's Mexico is paying for the wall.
It definitely isn't Mexico. And some of those, there's a article in the paper today talking about this administration and the way that it has changed Washington. That's D.C. and defied convention. presidential protocols and so forth. And, you know, not only has Mr. Trump, you know, changed the way the presidency operates, he's just thrown the whole book out the, out the window.
Well, I guess it looks like it if these are some of the things that he's asking for to be approved and some of the things that he's saying is, I guess, definitely history in the making. So we'll see what happens with this wall. It's going to carry into next week.
Well, I figured, you know, if we're going to get a wall, then I guess all these other folk that's on the marijuana kick going to really be happy. So they can just, I guess... Get high and build the wall.
Wait a minute. I don't understand. You can't just say that without explaining to the listeners.
Hey.
What are you saying?
He's following Trump's
What does that have to do with the people who support me?
Just throw it out there.
Just throw it
what
out there.
What does the wall and the marijuana have to do with one another?
It doesn't have to make any sense,
John. Well, you know, you give us the wall, you can have the marijuana.
Oh, okay.
Hey, okay,
Dr. David.
What got me was that Trump said, "Hey, I'm gonna build a concrete wall so high they can't even climb over."
It's gonna be really high, I guess. I don't know.
It's gonna be really high. What about? Yeah. Well, but you can go under. What about going under it? Can't you go under the wall?
He didn't say anything about that. He said that you can't climb over it.
Man, they told me that. I said, well, what if they electrify the fence? And, you know,
that would be cement, you know.
Yeah,
and we need the cement so we can put our friendly contract.
I mentioned that during the Christmas dinner, and one of my family members said, that's not going to stop them. They just put on a rubber suit and climb the electric wall.
Well, you know,
people are going to figure it out.
Figure it out.
They're going to figure it out. Well, we have to take a music break, Larry and Dr. Danford. We're going to take a short break. This is the Empowerment Hour on Praise.
Pull out the bubbly. Pull out the bubbly.
And he's just going to cut me off. Y'all see that? 296-2251. If you want to call in. This is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9.
You called out my name. My shame. This amazing grace you've shown so patiently.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome back to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I am Jarmin Lightner, your co-host in the studio with Dr. Richard Danford. And joining us on the line is Larry Williams. And we are back. We're talking about some things that were going on a national level. And we're going to talk about our New Year's plans, I guess, or resolutions. Dr. Danford is excited to share. He is. So what are your plans, Dr. Danford, for New Year's? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm going to take a trip. Take a little trip.
Okay, a little trip. You take a lot of trips. So where's this?
I do, but
I was going to say that should be no resolution.
Is this a new country?
Listen, I am so blessed that, you know, the Lord continues to bless me and allow me freedom of movement.
Yes.
And I tell you, the older we get, how very important it is to be able to move your body. So I am moving my body.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to do is send a shout out to the band director and others associated with the Florida A&M University Marching 100 Band. What a year they've had. They've been selected to march in the Rose Bowl parade out in Pasadena.
Oh, wow. Whoop.
Yeah. So, and you know, my son is the tuba, one of the tuba players, and we're so proud of him and the work that, you know, that the band has put into this, and we look forward to seeing them. We're going to go out and you know, just be with our son and the others. It's a great day. So we're looking forward to bringing in the new year. We'll be in California the new year, but we're coming back to Jacksonville, motivated to do great things in this community, for the people in this community. I'm convinced that we can't continue to look at government and our governmental leaders to solve mm-hmm. our differences. We've got some major problems, as the young man stated when he called in, that we've got to take more responsibility for not only our own lives, but our children's lives.
And yes.
Keep in mind that we cannot be our kids' friends. And so we've got we can't do like they do. We can't go to the club and hang out with them and date their boyfriends and stupid stuff. So we've got to take more responsibility. So let's look at 2019 very positive. Let's stop the murders. Let's stop the shootings. Let's stop all the negative behavior that's in here. I mean, including from the top.
Right. You have to start with some positive behaviors.
Including the top.
Including the top. Right. I don't have any New Year's resolutions or plans. I just going to continue to grow in grace and just trust God more. That's what I want, just for whatever it is for my life. You know, a new year always brings excitement and newness for people. Anything new is going to, you know, bring excitement. So I'm excited about the new year and what's in store.
What about the bills? You excited about the bills?
About the bills?
You know, from Christmas, didn't you?
I didn't rack up any bills for Christmas.
You didn't spend a lot of money?
No. So I'm excited I don't have any.
What about credit cards?
No credit cards. I'm excited I don't have any.
Oh, my goodness.
From Christmas. So, no, just thankful to be blessed to not have to rely on credit to buy our kids something. So we're just very thankful for that. Larry, in the New Year's...
That's really awesome that you're not carrying over any credit card debt into 2019. I'm sure that there are many others who are going to spend the next 11 months paying off December bills, but that's neither here nor there. You know, my resolutions are always the same, and that's just to be 10% better this year, next year, than I was this year, and whatever that entails. You know, that's what will happen. I try to live my life day by day, 24 hours at a time. And, you know, that's basically what we all, and I shouldn't say we all, that's what I aspire to do, is to, you know, be healthy and you know, in my sound mind, you know, throughout the year. And I think everything else will take care of itself just by the grace of God and the favor that he's shown over the years, that, you know, if you have faith and believe in him, you know, things will, you know, go in your direction as long as it's in his will.
Yes, absolutely.
Man, so what do you think about the stock market, Larry?
I don't think about it.
He doesn't think about it.
But I'm serious. I don't, you know. Things that I can't control, I leave alone. You know, I make my investments you know, for the long term. You know, I think if you're a short term investor, you'll stay out the market because it's not something that it'll drive you crazy. It's not the lottery. It's long term investments, and folks that can't afford to lose money shouldn't invest it.
Okay, so those are long-term investments. Some you have to have a lot of patience with that and be able to wait.
Yep.
That's what it sounds like you're saying.
Absolutely, and you shouldn't invest what you can't afford to lose because you might lose it all, as you very well saw over this past week with the you know, the fluxes in the stock markets, you know, almost going to a total bear market and turning around to a bullish market. So It's all in the deal, and it's going to happen, especially when you have a volatile leader in the White House who, you know, comes out and makes comments on Twitter that affects all of us and including the world sometimes. So you just have to be vigilant and paying attention to what's going on, but don't get overly concerned about the stock market. It's going to balance out.
Well, Larry, I don't know if you heard about, I just wanted to mention, you know, there's always such racial divides and tensions in this country. And recently there was an African-American male wrestler who was required to cut his dreadlocks or forfeit the wrestling match. And this has gotten national attention because allegedly the referee was being racist or didn't offer the young man another option outside of cutting the dreadlocks. It was just cut them or you forfeit, and he chose to get the dreadlocks cut, and he won the match. He won the wrestling match, but you know, it's controversial right now that his civil rights were violated.
Yeah,
well, you know, again, you know, it's people are kind of weird sometimes when it comes to African Americans and their hairstyles. You know, the only thing that I would say is that as long as, you know, it wasn't affecting the match, it shouldn't have been a problem. You know, I'd be more concerned about someone coming in with slick hair that you couldn't get a hold of them and throw them down.
Wait a minute. Are you saying if you're playing if you're playing football, it's better to have braids than slick, long slick hair?
Yeah,
you can't.
I'm saying in wrestling, that might be the
case. In wrestling, just in that sport. Wait a minute, Doc Denver. You said in football, I think the dreadlocks are part of their uniform, right? That you can
grab those braids and but then you can't grab them by the neck. What is that called, Larry?
A horse collar.
Yeah. So,
but you can just pull their hair.
If you pull the drays, that's the horse collar grab, right?
No, not if you pull the hair.
If you grab them by the neck of the uniform
and pull them back, that's the horse collar tackle. But if you can take them, you know, there's Marshawn Lynch, a former Seahawk, was running, and he was one of the those runners that couldn't bring down. And he was running, and the guy snatched his braid and pulled a whole braid out. But Marshawn kept running. After the play, he went back and got his braid.
He said, "Man, give me my braid."
Well, this young man, this wrestler, couldn't go back and get his dreads because they were cut. But, you know, I just kudos to him for pushing through that and winning the match, because he looked to be a little upset in the video, but he was able to focus and, you know, win his match. So that's good.
One of the things that we need to do here is we've had a number of police officers around the country to be killed in the line of duty. So, you know, we wish their families the very best.
Yeah. We also condolences to them.
We also those families that you know, that have experienced some type of crime, in, you know, whether it's been the murder of a child or a loved one, you know, we send out our condolences. We can do better as a country. We can do better as a city. There is enough to share. We can't hog it all. So please, let's go into 2019 with the idea that we're going to be more open with the resources that we've been blessed with, and make certain that we share those resources with as many in the community as possible.
Yes, and as small business owners, you know, we need to look for partnerships and to be able to collaborate and gain resources in order to grow. So we just give a shout out to all of our small business owners, and we are going to be coming up on our Entrepreneur Corner after this next break. So if you are a small business owner and would like to promote your product or services or any events that are coming up, call in at 296-2251. That's 296-2251. This is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. We'll be back.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
I've been ungrateful. I've been unthankful. Yet you still find mercy for me. Oh, oh. I've been unfaithful. I strayed away, but you never stop believing in me. Oh, Lord, I have fallen short of your glory, but I refuse to let that be the end of my story. And you said if we confess, you'll forgive our sins. Restore me again. I let my flesh cloud my mind.
All right. Welcome back to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I'm Jarmin Leitner in the studio with Dr. Richard Danford. And joining us on the line is Larry Williams. And this is our Entrepreneur Corner, opportunity for small business owners to call in and promote their products or services to our local community. And we do have one of our faithful listeners on the line. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing wonderful on this last Saturday of 2018. I think he's saying that. So what's going on for 2019 or the end of 2018 over at Accentuate?
Yeah, me and my wife, we have a after Christmas sale, got some great items on sale. And then by coming in the store this week and next week, you get to register for a vacation giveaway.
Okay, where vacation to where?
I think it's in the Orlando area, checking out the different hotels there in Walt Disney.
Okay.
You get to register for that because we'll take those names also, and we'll have those names listed when we do the Health and Fitness Corvette Car Show January the 19th in front of the Jacksonville Landing.
Oh, is that during Martin Luther King's weekend?
Yes, it is. Last year we host the event. We had the Corvettes on the side. This year we're going to bring 18 Corvettes and put it in front of the landing. It's the Vet Masters. It's a black Corvette.
Right. I used to have a 73 Corvette back in the day.
Oh, did you?
When I was a player, you know what I mean?
Oh, Lord. So when you married Councilman George, you had to give it up?
No, man. I had given it up long before then. It was a short time anyway. I figured I wasn't cut out to be a player. I wasn't cut out to be a player.
You don't seem like it. Right. So okay, you just gave that up. All right.
Right. Dr. next time I see you, I want to see a porter or a shot of you with the Corvette.
Okay, I have one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
on the beach. On the beach.
I can see him now cruising down the highway with his hair blowing in the wind.
With his slick hair, his dreadlocks.
My afro. Back in 73, I had one heck of an afro.
Oh, okay. You had an afro. It wasn't slick. Okay. You didn't like it. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Michael, for calling in and letting us know what's going on over at Accentuate.
Yeah. Happy New Year,
guys. Michael. Have a happy New Year.
Yes. Same to you.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
You know, you could, our listeners, you can call in, too, and be a part of the show at 296-2251 if you want to shout out your business or give us a New Year's resolution.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to 2019 when more small business owners will call in so we can hear about what's going on locally. We know there are some small businesses out here. We just encourage you to take this opportunity to let our listeners know that you're here. And so there may be some type of product or service that you offer that could be beneficial to someone. So, again, that number is 296-2251. Larry, you had mentioned off the air something that was kind of funny about a man that was caught. Was it stealing?
Oh, yeah. The custodian out there at the Jacksonville Airport who I think got a little bit confused. he found a musical instrument, which was a guitar, and I understand that it was just not a regular guitar. It was valued at $2,500, and it states that the 68-year-old custodian at the Jacksonville International Airport found a $2,500 guitar left behind in a seat at the baggage claim and on Christmas Day. And he took it and put it out on the loading dock, and then went and loaded it into his car. I think he thought that was meant for him since it was left there in the airport.
Santa Claus left him a guitar.
Santa Claus had come by and left him that gift. Unfortunately, the police differed and arrested him on grand theft.
Yeah.
Wow.
We have a caller on there.
Yes, good morning, caller.
Good morning. My name is Patricia Wilson. I'm a small business owner. Mm-hmm. I make my own product for hair growth, which is called Grow More Grease. And it's not only for hair growth, but it is also for dry and flaky scalp. And for people that want their eyebrows to grow, fellas, if you want your beard to grow. Ladies, if you just need it longer, your hair is already thick and you just want the length, Grandma Grease is the product for you. And you can follow me on Instagram at Patricia's Hair Design.
Hey, hey, let's get this number now because I need some. You say hair grow?
Gromo Grease? Is that
no,
the
I've got a
Gromo Grease.
I've got a spot in the. No, I need to do something about this.
Okay.
It works for all race. It's not a color preference. It works for anyone.
Okay, now you say you make this product?
I make it myself.
Okay, make it yourself. So where can it be purchased or, you know, how can we?
You can purchase the product from me. I work at VIP Salon on 21st and Liberty.
21st and Liberty.
VIP Salon on 21st and Liberty.
Do you do men over there at 21st and Liberty?
I do locks for men, but we have a barber shop where you can come and get your hair cut. But I do locks for men.
I go to a barber. I have a barber. I want to get some.
Well, you don't have locks. Right,
I want to get some hair growth.
No more player days with
locks.
Yes, but
you can get some hair growth grease for me.
Okay, Gromo Grease. Okay, Patricia was.
I can't afford to come over there and lose hair now.
Now, you won't lose any hair. I got pictures to prove my work.
Okay, what's your number, Patricia? How can we reach you if we want to get some more information?
If you would like to reach me, you can call me at 904-290-3604.
304, and you are on Instagram. Okay, so that's 904-290-3604. And you're also on Instagram.
She's using natural ingredients, right?
Are you using natural ingredients?
Yes, I do. Yes. I use natural ingredients.
All right.
All right. Well, sounds good. All right. Well, thank you, Patricia.
Sound like you got a couple of.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Grow more grease. Hey, we know we want some longer, thicker hair. So thank you, Patricia.
Yes.
What's it called?
Grow more
grease. Yes, grow more grease.
We'll get Steve to use some.
All right, Patricia, have a happy new year.
You too.
I want to grow more hair, not more grease.
Well, the grease grows more. Anyway, you know what? I get the play on words. Grow more grease. That's cute. Patricia, thank you for calling in. All right. Well, I'll give a plug for Harvest Intervention Services. We are a developmental and behavioral health care service provider for young children ages birth to 8 years old. And right now we're enrolling for our VPK for the new year. If you are in need of specialized services, some one-on-one therapy for your child, and they have an individualized education plan, you can call to find out more information about that. That's 904-595-6516. And we are also offering psychological testing. And you can visit our website at harvestinterventions.com also for information about opportunities for employment.
Great.
All right.
So looking psychological testing for who? Adults?
For young children as well as up to about 21 years old. So young adults. So if you are in need of psychological testing for a school system or to confirm or rule out a diagnosis to get additional services, we are providing the psychological testing.
Okay, and since we're plugging, I might as well say that next. First Thursday, we're not meeting due to the holiday, the New Year's Day. We're going to reschedule for later in the month, and we'll advise you as to when that date is and where it's going to be. We're thinking that it might be on the road, but we'll let you know. But, from First Thursday, Jacksonville, and First Thursday World Charities, want to wish everybody a Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. Dr. Danforth, anything going on at the Urban League?
We're closed this week.
What about for the new year? Closed for the week.
We needed a break. we've got quite a bit planned for 2019, and we'll share that later. Not today. We want to wish everyone a safe New Year's Eve, and let's bring in 2019 recommitted. To doing good things, good works for the community.
Yes.
And
that's what you're looking forward to.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Doing some more great work for the community.
More great work and trying to stay healthy.
Well, that sounds good. So you're exercising?
Amen. Amen to that.
Right. I'm exercising. Really. Exercising this fork up to my mouth.
Okay.
Well, you know, there's a lot of folks who, you know, are, you know, we know that they're not going to have a good 2019 start. Now, and those are the folks that are homeless and people that are less fortunate, you know, the poor in our community. So, you know, keep a prayer out for them. And when you can, you know, give them a hand. And it's never too early or too late to offer some assistance to people who are in need. And we need to be vigilant about helping those that aren't able and in a position to help themselves. So that's my thing about the whole homelessness problem. And it's growing more and more, not just in Jacksonville, but across the country. So, again, let's be aware of that and